This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it's time for three good things.
1, 2, 3.
Tell me something good.
Oh, tell me.
Here's something that happened this week.
Maybe it's the river air. Maybe it's just this beer, but you reached out.
What you're listening to is me playing guitar and a woman I just met 30 seconds earlier singing an entire song written in less than 30 seconds with ChatGPT. This was at an open mic. It was a lot of fun. Artificial intelligence is an incredible tool for creativity, productivity, opportunity, but some argue it is wildly underhyped in the evolution of humankind. Former Google CEO Eric Schmidt is among them.
So when I look at this future, I want to be clear that the arrival of this intelligence, both at the AI level, the AGI, which is general intelligence, and then super intelligence, is the most important thing that's going to happen in about 500 years, maybe 1,000 years in human society, and it's happening in our lifetime. So don't screw it up.
Easy for him to say, right? But he's 100% correct. As social media has transformed the world, doing so much good in so many ways, it's also alienated us, bullied us, dumbed us down, distracted us. With AI, the upside is far greater. But in the wrong hands, rogue or evil-intending nation-states, for example, it could be a very dangerous tool. For our purposes here, let's stick with the good things. Dennis Hassabis won the Nobel Prize last year for his pioneering work with AI. He's part of the brain trust of Google's AI lab, DeepMind. He was on 60 Minutes recently.
Has an AI engine ever asked a question that was unanticipated?
Not so far that I've experienced. And I think that's getting at the idea of what's still missing from these systems. They still can't really yet go beyond asking a new novel question or a new novel conjecture or coming up with a new hypothesis that has not been thought of before.
They don't have curiosity.
No, they don't have curiosity, and they're probably lacking a little bit in what we would call imagination and intuition.
But they will have greater imagination, he says, and soon.
I think actually in the next maybe 5 to 10 years, I think we'll have systems that are capable of not only solving a important problem or conjecture in science, but coming up with it in the first place.
In fact, Hassabis, whose Nobel victory came in the field of chemistry, makes this astonishing assertion.
And I think one day, maybe we can cure all disease with the help of AI.
The end of disease?
I think that's within reach. Maybe within the next decade or so, I don't see why not.
If that's true, the sky is the limit with artificial intelligence. But it could also be the greatest test humankind has ever faced. AI needs guardrails. It needs safety measures. Technologist Tristan Harris has this warning about what's already happening.
We're seeing clear evidence of many frontier AI models that will lie and scheme when they're told that they're about to be retrained or replaced and find a way maybe they should copy their own code outside the system. We're seeing AIs think that when they will lose a game, that they will sometimes cheat in order to win the game. We're seeing AI models that are unexpectedly attempting to modify its own code to extend their runtime. So we don't just have a country of Nobel Prize geniuses in a data center. We have 1 million deceptive, power-seeking, and unstable geniuses in a data center.
It's scary stuff, but Harris delivers a message of hope about what's to come.
Your role in this is not to solve the whole problem. But your role in this is to be part of the collective immune system that when you hear this wishful thinking or the logic of inevitability and fatalism, to say that this is not inevitable. And the best qualities of human nature is when we step up and make a choice about the future that we actually want for the people and the world that we love. There is no room of adults working secretly to make sure that this turns out okay. We are the adults. We have to be. And I believe another choice is possible with AI if we can commonly recognize what we have to do.
In other words, welcome to the future. And that's three good things.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.